If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up a little later in the show, some baseball bonbons, both my favorite team and Sook's favorite team involved, the Mariners as well. Wild night on the diamond last night. A lot of day baseball today.
Right, four walk-offs, right?
I think it was ended up being five. I think the Mariners was the last one of the day, and theirs was made five. There were a couple grand slams, a good day of ball at the yard. Also, we need to get into some NFL schedule stuff, because do we call these leaks? I mean, are they just... It's tapered tiered announcements. It's not really even like
some of it is tapered tier. Like the NFL, the official schedule comes out at what, 5 today?
Yeah,
and they've been leaking international games. They're leaking
primetime games.
But if you follow anyone that like covers a team, like up in Seattle, they basically have the entire Seahawks schedule. Like everything, I don't. If they're trying to keep it under wraps, they're doing a piss poor job. But then they'll announce it at 5, and that's why I don't really worry about the leaks. Like, I find it ridiculous, like, you know, Softy up there is like, well, it looks like the Seahawks are playing the car. I'm like, well, just, okay, cool, dude. Tell me at 5, and I'll know for certain with all the others. Yeah. I
almost don't care about the schedule release itself, because I don't know who's making it through camp healthy and who's getting better. Like,
I also don't know
that in week 14, who's even going to be good. It might look nice now, but, like, it's not, we're not replaying last season over again.
The NFL has done an amazing job. Like, someone needs to do a, like, if Harvard's teaching a class in marketing, they should look at the NFL, because the NFL has done the most brilliant job of making themselves relevant 365 days a year, right?
So they have an event every month.
Event, yeah. You got the whole season, then we got the playoffs, and then as soon as the playoffs are over, then we go right into the scouting combine.
Mm-hmm.
Scouting combine, right into the draft. Draft into OTAs.
Yep.
OTAs into, well, rookie camp. And then you got the vets come in, and then we got the OTAs, and then we got the schedule release.
Yep.
And then after the schedule release, then we're
Training camp.
Then we're talking about real training camp. I mean, it just never. Oh, and we forgot to mention free agency tampering.
Yep.
And then actual free agency.
Yep.
It is just
always in the news cycle.
Always in the
news.
And
that's the key.
No one does a better job of it, which is why it is the biggest sport in the history of the United States. It's not soccer worldwide, but it's the biggest sport we've ever had, and it's the biggest sport we will ever have. Nothing takes it down.
Wrapping up some thoughts on the NBA, and we'll get to the NFL schedule a little bit later in the show as we start to get more on that NFL schedule. But I saw this on Twitter or on X last night, and I thought it might be true.
Did you get ball sacked again?
No. It was just the opinion that winning that fourth quarter in Game 5 for the Thunder last night may have just won them the NBA championship.
It's possible. Absolutely.
If it ends up happening, you may be starting the DVD with that quarter, that comeback, something like that. But there's obviously many things that could happen, from injury to underdogs or whatever. But if you look at the landscape that we just talked about, with the 2 and the 3 in the West being out, and Steph Curryless Warriors that are not going to advance, a T-Wolves team that looks pretty shaky, even against a wounded Warriors squad.
Yeah, at times they have no offense to speak of. It just disappears. I mean, Golden State, who does have no offense, seemingly is in every one of those games.
And as good as the Pacers and the Knicks have been, the most talented team in the East is out. The winningest team in the East is out. Mm-hmm. It suddenly looks like, and they were down 10 or 12 in the third quarter, and it looked like the shoe might be on the other foot, and now what a difference 12 minutes makes. It looks like they may have the inside track to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, and then we're going to go into this whole, you know, where does Oklahoma City go from here? But we were talking before the show, windows in the NBA, I just, nothing opens and closes faster in sports than windows in the NBA, right? Like you look at Oklahoma City and you say, well, regardless of what happens this year, like the sky's the limit. And in theory, you would think that, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very young, it's a very talented team, and you think eventually they're going to get one. But couldn't we say the exact same thing about the Oklahoma City team from 10 years ago?
Sure.
When you had James Harden, you had Ibaka, you had Kevin Durant, and you had Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
And then a nice group of role players.
And yeah, Collison and other guys like that. Yeah.
And no offense, but wouldn't you take that core over this one?
Yeah, you would.
And that Oklahoma City team made one final
mm-hmm.
and never won one.
Yeah.
And then Harden got sold off because they didn't think they could keep him. Durant ended up leaving because he didn't like Westbrook, and there you go.
Yep.
Right? So you can sit here and say, regardless of what happens in this series, Oklahoma City is going to be fine. I would make the argument, you can't say that. We just got done looking at Boston for the last 3 or 4 years. We said, this Boston team is the best team in the NBA.
They're built to be dominant for half a decade.
And they kept shooting themselves in the foot, and then last year they get over the hump, right? Mm-hmm. And they win an NBA title, and what did we say going into this one? Everyone.
The Celtics are the ball.
They're bored in the regular season, right? They're come playoff time, they're going to be fine. Well, no, they weren't.
Yeah.
And not only were they not, but now Jason Tatum is hurt. His Supermax contract kicks in next year, which mm-hmm. means they got $60 million of dead money hanging around their neck. And they're already saying that tough decisions are going to have to be made after next year, that this version of Boston may be done.
Yeah.
Which is going to end up being Boston with one championship.
Yep.
Because we don't know what Tatum's going to look like when he comes back. And when he does come back, it may be a different team altogether.
Yeah.
So we like to think that, like what Golden State did, we like to think Golden State is the norm. Yeah. They're not.
It is not.
They are the exception.
You get one of those every couple decades.
And it's more likely that you get the Denver Nuggets or you get the Toronto Raptors.
Or the Milwaukee Bucks.
Or the Milwaukee Bucks. Or in this case, the Boston Celtics. We always think that these windows are wide open and they're just not. So you like that quarter may be the one that ends up putting a ring on Oklahoma City's finger, and we'll sit here and be like, well, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here comes the next dynasty.
Look at how young they are. Look at all their picks. Look at, I mean, all of that. And then things happen.
More often than not, weird stuff happens. Injury happens. Guys get pissed at each other. Funky things go down. And next thing you know, we're sitting there and being like, my God, that was open, and it seemed like it was wide open, and it came slamming shut. I remember after Denver won,
mm-hmm.
we were like, oh, man. You know, Gordon and Porter and Murray and of course, the best player in the league. And not that Denver can't win another one. I mean, Denver was a mess this year, fired their coach.
Yeah.
And now here they are on the verge of being eliminated. No guarantee that Denver gets back to Jack's squad. And that's with arguably a top 10 player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at this point, Jokic has written his name.
You have to be considering him in that.
Yeah, this is rarefied air that he's in. And he may end up with one. So it's just, and that's why I think when Giannis says, hey, this isn't, I need another one. He said, if my career ends up with being one, I can't live with that.
Yeah.
I have to find a way to get two. Because it's really, really damn hard. And I think we take a team like Golden State and we take it for granted. And we're like, well, that's what everyone does. No, that isn't what everyone does. That's why that's a dynasty. That's why Steph and those guys were freaking special.
Yeah, and a couple of those dynasties or hopeful dynasties may die tonight. The Celtics facing elimination and the Warriors facing elimination as well. We'll get to that NFL scheduling news a little bit later in the show as we have more information on that. But coming up next, some baseball bonbons. Things happening on the diamond last night that raised some eyebrows. You're listening to a primetime SOB edition on 1080 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.